I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Thursday, February 24th. A Quincy man is charged with running a major cocaine distribution operation out of his condo at 75 Brackett Street. 38-year-old Sebastiano Maley Omadi was arrested this past Sunday after a seven-month investigation. Police say they seized 3 kilos of cocaine, $93,000 in cash, and other drug paraphernalia in the condo. He's now being held on $250,000 bail. Two boys ages 14 and 15 are charged with crashing a stolen car into a concrete barrier in front of the TD Bank on Southern Artery in Quincy early today. Police had spotted the car on nearby McGrath Highway and followed it until the crash, short time after 4 a.m. The boys were taken to South Shore Hospital as a precaution. The car had been reported stolen in Brockton yesterday. It was a total loss. 6 new officers joined the Quincy Police Department this week. Jose Berga, Maxwell Greenwood, Riley McGrath, Scott Miller, Sean Murphy, and Patrick Watkins all took the oath of office during a ceremony at City Hall on Tuesday. The Thomas Crane Public Library in Quincy Center will host a Black Voices Storytime today for Black History Month. Stories from Black authors and illustrators will be featured for children age 3 and older. The free event is in the children's room from 10 to 10:45 a.m. Face masks are required for all adults and children 5 and over and are recommended for children ages 2 to 4. Today will likely be the last COVID-19 vaccination clinic held by Manic Community Health Center at 180 Old Colony Avenue in Quincy. Clinic will run from 3 to 7 p.m. by appointment. Go to manicchc.org to schedule an appointment. The clinic will close as the city prepares to transform the building into a new special education learning center. Reminder, curbside collection for trash and recycling is delayed one day all this week due to the President's Day holiday on Monday. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Thursday, February 24th.